We're here in Hydro, Oklahoma with Josh Bashong. He's going to tell us a little bit about the CEUs that producers have been going through. That stands for Continuing Education Units. It's getting close to the end of the year, and so a lot of producers may be scrambling to try to get those hours so that they can buy chemical. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Most definitely. So the big thing is this is new for a lot of guys. So who we're talking about is our private applicators. So a lot of our farmers that are applying restricted use pesticides on their own farm, they have a private applicator's license. And before now, they've always just had a retest every 5 years, which was a take-home test, open book. They can mail in their answers and they'd be recertified for the next 5 years. This year, since it's a proctored exam and everything, they went away, no longer accepting the paper test. It's all proctored test at a testing facility provided by PSI Exams. So now private applicators have two options to recertify. They can either acquire enough CEUs where they don't have to retest, or they can just simply retest like they've always done. But just keep in mind, it's a closed book. It's a proctored computer-based exam. So that's kind of startling for some of our farmers, obviously, that aren't very computer savvy. And so they're going to be wanting to look at recertifying by acquiring those CEUs. And so the biggest thing is we're on this 5-year cycle. Everyone expires at the end of December 2023. So we're sitting here at the end of this year, 2022. In order to acquire enough CEUs, you have to get so many per year. So for this 5-year cycle, it's kind of different. We don't have to get as many as a typical 5-year cycle going forward. But at the bottom line, applicators need to get at least 6 by the end of this year. Total, they need 16 by the end of next year. But they can get, obviously, up to 10 in any 1 year. So between 6 and 10, they have to get this year. Otherwise, if they don't get, like I said, at least that 6 this year, they're going to be retested no matter what by the end of next year.
And did COVID slow any of this down? Are there people that don't have as many hours as they intended on because of that?
That is part of it. But another thing, like I said, this is brand new. A lot of our private applicators didn't even know about this opportunity by getting the CEUs. So ODAF, Oklahoma Department of Ag, Food and Forestry, are the ones who are the agency in charge of the pesticide applicator certifications, like our private applicator, our commercial applicators, and all that. So the applicators, like I said, the private applicators, this is new to them. For one, they didn't hear about it. They don't know anything about it. Some of our commercial ag guys have been familiar with it. But Oklahoma Department of Ag sent out a letter not too long ago, so that's kind of the first thing some of these guys have first heard about. And so OSU Extension, we're offering quite a few opportunities. The Department of Ag themselves are going to start offering some webinars. They just held one. They have plans to maybe do some more by the end of the year. A lot of our co-ops, our chemical dealers, are looking at providing some of those opportunities for our farmers. But like I said, this is just for if you're a farmer that's a certified applicator to use those restricted use pesticides. A lot of our general use stuff, a lot of our pasture products, you don't have to be a licensed applicator. So that doesn't really apply. But if you are applying something like even Grazon P plus D, which is restricted use, you have to be a certified applicator. So depending on your operation, whether or not you need to be licensed, and then how are you going to relicense? Are you going to go the CEU route, or are you just going to forego it and just do the test every 5 years? Like I said, the agency is the Department of Ag, Food and Forestry, so their website is ag.ok.gov. You can go through their website. There should be a crop protection services or pesticides tab, and you can follow through that. And then there's also one for private applicators. OSU's website, Pest Education, it's Pest Ed, so P-E-S-T-E-D dot okstate.edu. We have a lot of those same links on our OSU webpage. And if you Google private applicator training, OK State, we also made a new page for our private applicators. Got some information there. Also have a calendar on the bottom right of that page for offerings OSU will be offering later this fall. So, like I said, be on the lookout for those opportunities. There are some other online opportunities that you can find on the ODAF website. Those more than likely aren't going to be free. So be looking at that and also those upcoming opportunities.